This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It sure is a great time to be out and about in southeastern Arizona. Maybe it's just a great time to be out and about in the Southwest before summer truly arrives. Out and about when, you know, cool plants start flowering. It's incredible, isn't it, that even in drought, perennials seem to appear out of nowhere and leaf out and bloom. Trees and shrubs the same, you know, flowering, leafing out, flowering and setting seed. It's a great time to see pollinators on flowers. Cool beetles or bumblebees or carpenter bees or butterflies or hummingbirds. Oh, and all sorts of bees for that matter. And flies sometimes. If you hang around a plant that's flowering and watch patiently, you'll just notice all these different critters that come to dine on the nectar and pollen, sometimes only one species, sometimes dozens of species. Oh, Ms. Mosquito and I were out cruising a favorite road that runs through the little village of Dos Cabezas, and alongside the road were a half dozen milkweeds blooming. They were the species Asperula, so Asclepias, Asclepias, Asperula. Common name, I've heard it called antelope horns. I like the name immortal. That refers to it coming back every year from its tuberous roots. And if you say it like it's a Spanish word, immortal, well, that's just downright beautiful. And it is beautiful. Not uncommon, by the way. I mean, it's found through almost all of Arizona and back east to Kansas and, of course, down into old Mexico. Anyway, but back to looking at flowers and pollinators. This milkweed had many carpenter bees clambering over the flowers. What a sight. Large, shiny black carpenter bees on milkweed flowers. It was amazing. Xylocopa, that's the genus of carpenter bees. I think we have several species around us. Most of them, I think all but one around us, are shiny black. Xylo means wood. The copa part of that genus means like an oar or a handle. It's got to be referring to this rascal genus of bees building nests in wood. Some build in hardwood, some build in softwood, like a yucca stalk of softwood or a shovel handle that would be hardwood. And I was in Bisbee recently, and in Brewery Gulch, the old power poles that are full of thousands of staples and tacks and nails from thousands of flyers are also riddled with carpenter bee holes. How cool is that? It's very cool. And some poles had a dozen carpenter bees flying about them. The male carpenter bee is very territorial. The female digs that, you know, makes that hole, and she's building a nest in there and laying eggs. But the male, he's so territorial, and he will buzz you and hover in front of you. It's so cool. It'll happen on hikes, too, around old agave stalks or yucca stalks. Male carpenter bee will zip around you. Not to be afraid. They don't sting. They're just very cool. What were we talking about? Cool plants and critters to be seen in the spring. Well, that road from Wilcox, it scoots along the base of Dos Cabezas Mountain, then alongside the Chiricahua Mountains, and then hooking up, finally, with the old Highway 666, there is a magnificent grassland. Ignore that it's all predominant. It's all layman's love grass. It's here to stay. Imagine, though, a grassland that was full of grandmas and boodaloos and hilarias and, ooh, don't say it, native love grass. You know, oh, man, along a curvy and hilly stretch, there's a nice stand of western wallflower, clusters of bright yellow flowers atop gray-green stems, 2.5 feet tall. You got to stop. It's in the mustard family, western wallflower. Mustard family, cruciferae. Maybe it's different now, but the cruciferae refers to the yellow flowers that have these even four petals that create a cross, okay? And that cross, that makes that cross, and it says to amateur botanists like you and me, mustard family. Erysimum capulatum. It's from the genus is from a Greek word to help or to save. Some of there are many species. I think there are 90 species around the world. Some of them were medicinal, so to help and to save. Capitatum, referring to the marvelous head of yellow flowers, which, by the way, are followed by 4-inch-long seed pods. Oh, yeah, skinny, 4-inch-long, skinny seed pods. I gathered some seed. Of course I did. You know I did. An added feature of the western wallflower blooms is that the amazing sweet fragrance it has. That just fills the air. Oh, yeah. You know, if you get up into the upper elevation, you'll find an orange flowering version of the western wallflower. It's a separate species, but easily recognized as wallflower. Just look at the mustard flowers, Erysimum wheeleri. Well, you know, now you know a couple of reasons, a couple out of several thousand reasons to get out and about in the spring. That's right. Because you know it, and I know it too. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.